Mentioned the Beach Boys. He played on the Beach Boys' California Girls, produced and played recording sessions for Bob Dylan, Frank Sinatra, the Rolling Stones.
It's all true. It's quite a thing, really. He was a session player, part of the Wrecking Crew, and they just made record after record after record after record. That's when he's apt to play on a Beach Boys song and then that afternoon play on a Frank Sinatra record, because they just played on everybody's records. It'd be a studio full of musicians and two or three piano players. The Phil Spector days, Phil Spector and not Phil Spector, you know, Sonny and Cher, whatever. Leon was one of the piano players making the Wall of Sound. At some point, Leon decides to pursue songwriting and recording on his own and kind of quit that recording session thing. We have some tapes I've discovered. We've only begun to transfer the stuff, but early on when he's starting to work with Joe Cocker, that's an introductory thing to him moving on. But he made his first records and turned his house into a studio, and all the Tulsa guys are hanging around. That grew into recording a lot of that first real album, his most famous record, in England, but credits are very thin. We don't know who played really on what. So he's meeting the Beatles and recording with them and the Stones and everybody. And then George Harrison famously looks to Leon for the Bangladesh concert. Mm-hmm. So Leon's kind of the band leader, at least after George, for that. Everybody looked to Leon back then. It's hard to overstate it.
I'm a Grand Lake person.
Yeah.
I remember back in the Cove, we'd see that big gray house sitting right on the water. If it was 2 feet more, he would be in the water. And that was Leon Russell's place. You've been there many times, and he actually recorded in that.
Yes, it was a studio, one of the two main studios. Carney was done there, but that's kind of before my time. I have been there, but I was not there hanging out with Leon in those days, which is fortunate for me because, again, lifestyle, I inadvertently or God's hand missed some of that stuff that Leon was above or outside of in a way, you know. He didn't let it get in the way too much, that thing. But it was the 60s and the 70s.
You say he was above. What do you mean?
Well, the problems of the lifestyle, drugs and rock and roll.
And he didn't go there.
Well, I don't know to what extent that he did, but even if he did, he still was this other thing as a guy that would have not having severe problems or anything with that stuff. He was always, I think, part of what I aspire to do. He was always good at the business picture and putting together the puzzle, instead of just being a piano player. That's what it takes. What does it take to be in the music business? Well, as Buck Owens told me as a kid hanging around, when I was hanging around him at WKY, what does it take, Steve? It takes whatever it takes. Those are good words. Buck also was actually astounding at the business management. I don't want to go as far as some kind of genius businessman, but at the same time, seeing the big picture, seeing the puzzle. A lot of what we do in this business is like you're putting together a jigsaw puzzle, but you don't have that picture on the front of the box to show you what you're supposed to be putting. You don't even know what it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So it's one piece at a time, and you don't even know where you're going with it.